Shalom, 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 blessed people. Welcome to Bible Learners Corner podcast. The Bible reminds us of time and season under the heavens according to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. We thank you for joining us in the ongoing discussion, talk about living in the last days. We hope you are being highly blessed and you are protected by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose coming is near. And as we always have said, this world is coming to an end, and very soon something big is going to happen. People need to know that we are living in the last days, and they should discern the signs of the end times, as the Bible talks of what will happen before the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are glad that you are sharing the gospel of mankind's salvation to the whole world these last days we are living in, using the internet and a variety of media platforms that are available in these last days. This is according to the Great Commission, the book of Matthew chapter 28. Jesus Christ gave us permission to go out of the whole world and preach the gospel, the good news about mankind's salvation. We ask you pray also for all people listening to or hearing the good news. Through their ears may hear the gospel of truth and accept the gospel of Jesus Christ. People are to be led out. We need to lead out those who have eyes, spiritual eyes, but they are blind. They have ears, but are deaf spiritually. This one, reading through several related scriptures, the book of Isaiah chapter 43, verses 8, 9, and 10, Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9 to 13, Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 21, Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 1, and also verse 2, the book of Matthew chapter 13, verse 15, the book of Acts chapter 28, verses 23 to 31, and Romans chapter 11, verses 7 and 8. They're talking of the people having eyes and ears. They have eyes, but they are blind. They have ears, but they are deaf. It is a rebellious generation that is coming to an end. There is a new generation that is going to come soon. Our Lord Jesus Christ comes back. In this rebellious generation that is soon coming to the end, people need to see through their eyes the challenges this diminishing world is currently facing. People therefore need to come out of bondage, to come out of prison, come out of captivity. People need to be set free from captivity. As people understand the perilous times this world is going through, people should understand that we are indeed living in the last days. We therefore need to prepare for the soon coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This fallen world needs to know that we are living in the last days and turn away from wickedness and seek the face of the Lord. In these last days we are living in, there is so much knowledge increase, and people therefore are moving to and fro, as the book of Daniel, chapter 12, talks about. Those that are willing to accept the gospel of truth, these are true believers, and they need to be prepared for the soon coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. No one knows the day or the hour, as the book of Matthew chapter 24 says. Reading through the whole chapter, Matthew chapter 24, we see Jesus Christ talking of the times before his second coming, what's going to appear, what's going to, with the end time signs, and we are soon moving from the summer season to winter season this year, 2022. At this moment, when we are sharing this message, the month of October, the year 2022. The Bible reminds us of time and season under the heavens, according to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, that says to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. There is a season, a time for every purpose under the sun. Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 1. And also the book of Genesis, chapter 8, verse 22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. We therefore ask you to listen to the messages that we have already shared, talking about living in the last days, and people need to discern the signs of the end times. People need to prepare the soon coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As Jesus Christ said, but of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son be. This is the book of Matthew chapter 24. Jesus talking of the days of Noah, and you need to read through the book of Genesis chapter 9 to see what was happening those days of Noah. We ask you to listen to the entire messages that we have already shared. You can visit Bible Learners Ministries YouTube channel, and also go to Bible Learners Ministries main websites, Bible Learners Ministries, www.BibleLearnersMinistries.org, also www.BibleLearnersCorner.org. You will see the messages already published there. You can also listen to this discussion that is on the Bible Learners Corner podcast. We thank you for listening to the messages. Share the messages. Stay blessed and shalom.
Yeah. It's enough.